Coverage of Arizona business and economic news on KJZZ is supported by Arizona-based CPA firm Beach Fleischman, providing accounting, assurance, tax, and management consulting services. More at beachfleischman.com.
Well, 2017 was a good, not great year for Arizona's economy, and the state continues to show positive signs of slow but steady growth. The state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate dropped to 4.3% last month. It was at 5% a year ago. The state's construction business may finally be showing some real signs of life. Total employment in that industry is spiking, more than 6% higher than a year ago, the biggest year-over-year jump of any sector of the state economy. And as housing prices increase and permits for new single-family construction homes rise, there are signs that construction employment will continue to improve as well. Joining us to discuss the current state of Arizona's economy is Lee McPheeters, a research professor of economics in the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University and also director of the school's Economic Outlook Center. So, Professor, we'll start with this construction boom. What's fueling it?
Well, Arizona is a growing state. We just got the population growth figures from the Census Bureau here within the last few days, and Arizona ranks seventh in the country in the rate of population growth. We've added over 100,000 new residents. More people means more construction is required. So that's one of the basic underlying drivers. Then you look at industries. You know, what industries really are growing in the state? One is healthcare, the other is finance and insurance, you know, in the realm of commercial real estate, I think that those are probably the two main drivers right there.
As we finish up 2017, drawing on your vast amount of knowledge on our economy here in Arizona, Professor McPheeters, what will this year, do you think, be remembered for in the state?
Well, interestingly, this was a year where I think that we sort of settled into a steady, sustainable growth pattern. When you look at the numbers for 2017, it modest improvement over 2016 on, many indicators. Wages were up a bit. We're not expecting employment to probably be as strong as it was last year. And one of the things analysts are watching, for 2017 is fourth quarter employment growth just seems to have suddenly become somewhat weaker than what everyone expected. So I think that bears watching. But overall, it was a year of solid, steady, but not spectacular growth going forward.
So we expect continued growth in 2018. What are the caution signs, do you think? What are some other things that may put up a red flag?
Main thing we're really expecting to be, the main headwind, the main source of risk for Arizona is the national economy. And lots of things can happen. The Federal Reserve is ramping up interest rates. You know, are they going to get over exuberant there and make some mistakes? Congress can make some mistakes. So you got to look to monetary and fiscal policy, I think. And there's also the possibility that inflation could begin to tick upward as well. So, but here in Arizona, there's really no recession in sight. And as I say, the main risk here is the national economy, which at this time looks like it's settled into pretty solid growth as well.
It just occurred to me, it's been a year since the minimum wage went up in the state, and at the time there were the Chamber of Commerce and many others were saying it was going to affect the state negatively and that the economy would suffer because of the and small businesses would suffer because of the minimum wage hike. Have you seen any evidence of that in a year on with that pretty dramatic spike in the minimum wage in the state? Has it helped or hurt?
Well, yes, that description, I think, a year ago really was very apt. There was a lot of uncertainty. Here's what really happened. The largest industrial category that's affected by the minimum wage is the food service workers. And when the numbers are in for 2017, I am very confident Arizona is going to be number one in the country in the growth of food service jobs. We're going to add 15,000 new jobs, most we've ever added. So to the extent that the higher minimum wage put a brake on some of these lower wage employment categories, we simply do not see that. And what we are seeing, as I mentioned, is people are moving to the state. We're still in very much in a growth mode. And as long as demand is strong, I think that the main effect of this increase in minimum wage is probably put a bit more money in the pockets of these workers, and overall that's been good for the economy.
Dr. Lee McFeeters is research professor of economics in the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University. Thanks for letting us draw on your knowledge, Professor.
Well, good to be with you. Thanks.